This podcast is brought to you by Lightspeed. Wear a better headset. Wear a Zulu.
Welcome to AvWeb's continuing coverage of EAA AirVenture, direct from Whitman Field in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. This is Jeb Burnside reporting, and for this podcast, we're speaking with Granger Whitelaw, a principal organizer of the Rocket Racing League. Thanks for visiting with us today, Granger.
Thanks, Jeb.
I know you'll be doing demonstration flights here at Oshkosh this week, and we certainly plan to shoot some video of those flights. But I'd like to find out a little bit more about the details of the aircraft and the engines you folks are flying for our listeners. First, if I may, what's the developmental history of the engines used in these aircraft?
Well, Jeb, with Rocket Racing League, we're using liquid propellant rocket engines. And we have now two companies that are developing engines for us, X-Core Aerospace and Armadillo Aerospace. And they both have very different engines that they use and very different histories. X-Core has been using a alcohol engine in the past, methane engine in the past, kerosene engine. And this is actually the largest engine they've built for flight.
The basic design is this. I know very little about rocket motors, but is this a multi-chamber design? Is alcohol or methane the only fuels possible?
Well, again, they're very different. Armadillo Aerospace uses purely alcohol or ethanol in theirs with liquid oxygen, as does X-Core Aerospace. So the X-Core engine is a pump-fed engine. The Armadillo engine is a pressure-fed engine. The X-Core engine uses cryogenic liquid oxygen, helium, and kerosene. And the pumps are used to feed the kerosene out of the wings to the chamber and then through to the engine. The Armadillo engine is pressure-fed, cryogenic liquid oxygen, and ethanol. No pump required. It's a simpler engine. And helium as well. So those are the two differentiators, really, and it's a big differentiator. If you even look at the X-Core engine side by side with the Armadillo engine, you'll see how dramatically different they are.
Basically, we're talking about methane or alcohol as the basic fuel.
For the Armadillo engine, it's a LOX, helium, and ethanol.
Ah, okay.
The X-Core engine, it's LOX, helium, and kerosene.
I have this vision of a guy standing out behind the one of these aircraft with a Bic lighter trying to get it going. How do you start these things?
They have their own igniters inside of the engine.
Are these throttleable? Can they be throttled up and down?
Well, the X-Core engine is on and off. It's full throttle, off, full throttle off, and they can actually turn it on and off and back on in under a second. It's not throttleable, but it has a throttle type of feeling to it. The Armadillo engine actually is throttleable. It has right now three positions or gears, if you want to compare it to.
Okay.
Low, medium, and high, and we can actually even do more than that. We can make it a fully actuating throttleable engine, so it's pretty unique.
What kind of thrust do these put out? Is there a difference in available thrust between the two types?
There is. The X-Core engine is right now running somewhere between 1,300, top 1,500 pounds of thrust. The Armadillo engine is running somewhere between 2,200 and 2,500 pounds of thrust.
Okay.
So it's significantly more powerful than the X-Core engine. Although the X-Core engine runs at a constant rate, it will always run at the same pressure, where the Armadillo engine will start out at a much higher pressurization and power. And as time goes by towards the end, it will be running on less pressure. So it's not as even band. I was just at Armadillo 2 days ago, and we can do the same thing and have a constant pressure rating through the entire length of burn and fuel depletion. And we're looking at doing that also. And these are the kinds of things that we look at, and the reason we have two different engines being developed, different technologies that we can use, how they're going to play out in racing, in the closed racetrack in the sky, how they're going to play out for some vertical drag racing we're going to do, and other uses and applications. And it really gives us a great, you know, sandbox to play around with and test a lot of different.
Can I go out and buy one of these? I'd love to stick one on a Skyhawk.
I don't know where you'd put a Skyhawk.
I'll figure something out.
I guess you can call up X-Core or Armadillo and buy one if you'd like.
Granger, thanks for speaking with us today. We're really looking forward to seeing and especially hearing these demonstration flights this week at EAA AirVenture. For our listeners, if you're looking for more information on the Rocket Racing League, see their website, www.rocketracingleague.com. You've been listening to AvWeb's daily coverage of EAA AirVenture at Oshkosh, Wisconsin. This is Jeb Burnside reporting. Thanks for listening.
So, do you Zulu? If you do, then you already know that you're wearing a better headset. Weighing in at just 13 ounces, there's nothing quieter than the Lightspeed ANR Zulu. Bluetooth enabled, the Zulu is also available with panel power. There's simply no other headset that gives you the complete Zulu package.